beautiful morning out there.
It certainly is kind of getting us into that spring setting. And, well, it's springtime in high school sports as well. Real quick, the Titans wrap up their winter season last week with the boys basketball team falling to Kewaunee in the regional finals. But very good performances from all your winter sports. The varsity girls basketball, varsity boys basketball, wrestling teams all had pretty good years.
Yeah, all those groups have to be very proud of what they've done, and their coaches and parents and everybody involved should be proud of what each of those young men and women did. You know, this last week with basketball, we played a very tough game against a good Kewaunee team, and we hung with them all night Friday night in a very packed gym. You know, we can't be more proud of what those guys did to finish things up. We've got two of our boys advancing in the three-point shootout contest. Braden Reese and Sam Gillen are both going to go shoot in that, so they still have a little bit of basketball left before their winter season is over for those two.
All right, well, good luck to them. They're going to be on to the Princeton sectional, I believe, and they will shoot on Friday.
Yep.
All right, so good luck to both those young gentlemen. Moving on here, Mr. Johnson, kind of into that spring season. We're right to the beginning, baseball, softball, track, all those sports starting to get started up, and it's an exciting time around Monmouth Roseville High.
Yes, sir, we have. Today is the official start day for both baseball and softball. So Coach Mendez and Coach Cole are going to have those teams fired up and ready to go today. We, of course, with the weather and with our facilities, we've got to split some time right now until both teams can get outside on the field, but you know, we're kind of used to it with sharing around here, so we're good to go with that, and we're very excited about what both baseball and softball will bring. Track has already started practice last week, and Coach Platt has got good numbers up, and we're happy with the number of kids we've got. We're happy with the kids we do have out, and I know that he's very excited about kicking off the season as well.
And Mr. Johnson, it's kind of unique in the spring as we get into it. The weather doesn't necessarily always cooperate in the early season. So what is it like for these kids and these coaches preparing your team inside for an outside sport?
Well, it's very tough. We're lucky that we've got the community we have. Our track goes over to the armory and uses that when they need to do their indoor stuff. And then our softball and baseball, really we have to split time, so we have to go with an early practice and a late practice. And, you know, we've got a batting cage in our AP room, and then they can go up into the gym and throw, though we're not allowing hard balls up there, of course, because we've just gotten the floor refinished, and we're trying to keep that nice. So the indoor practice balls, though, have changed quite a bit. They're pretty nice. I actually got my hands on a couple of them the other day and was pretty surprised at how real they felt compared to the real balls that both teams use. But, you know, they've got to share, and my coaches do a good job of communicating and talking back and forth about who's going to go when, and everybody's really really good about, you know, their time slots, you know. And we've also, you know, we've got Junior Titans basketball that likes to get into the gym. We've got club volleyball and little, what do I want to say, younger girls volleyball that like to play in our gym too. So we're very cramped for space for that gym. Even though basketball season's over, people still want their hands on it.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, the weather right now looks great, perfect, but there's rain in the forecast, just something that you never know week in, week out. So that can really just throw a damper as well, just trying to schedule everything in advance.
Yeah, and especially for these coaches these first few weeks who are wanting to get practices in and wanting to get outside. You know, we've all... anybody who's been involved with baseball or softball, you know, you can hit off a tee, you can hit off the machine, you can play a little short toss or pitch or catch, but you know, getting outside, there's nothing better than that once that season starts, and all those kids are probably dying to get out there and start working. I know today would seem like a fantastic day to get outside, but looking at our forecast, there's maybe even a possibility of snow tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it would just be, you'd just pull the rug right out from under them again, unfortunately. And you know, once the season starts, it's we've got a lot of games scheduled on both sides. So, you know, if there are always rainouts, we always try to make as many of them up as we possibly can. But that's why we have so many on the schedule, so that we do get a decent number of games in for the season.
All right. Well, we're to that point. It's an exciting time. We got, of course, a new coach here with the softball team, Coach Cole, wanting to move forward with the baseball team as well. And then the track program, always strong for the Titans, too. So we'll keep our eye on that and look for great things from the Titans this year.
All right. Thank you.
That's Athletic Director of Monmouth Roseville High School, Nate Johnson, here on your McDonald's Coach's Corner.